Puck is dropped. Outlaws win it. Carbone up to the point. Looks for the shot. Glove down immediately by Connor Sullivan. Gave up the one goal early on a passing play that was just spectacular. That ended with a Jude Brower goal. He'll be a good defender playing for the Boston Junior Bruins at the NCDC level. Outlaws try it again. They don't win the draw this time. Up comes Royster to the circle. Shot is wide. We are now under 3 minutes remaining in regulation time. This game knotted up at 2 apiece. Outlaws gain their own blue line. Now the opposing blue line. They whip this one around the dasher. They get this one out. For long. Double long goal. Sullivan will play it to Wes Turner, who settles the play behind his own net. Now flushed out. Turner will carry this one. Has some room to work it through the neutral zone. Off the opposing end boards. Throws it out in front. Tried to anyway. Couldn't get it further. Royster. Now this comes to the point. Turner. Royster fishes this one down. Sends it to Charlie McGarren. Up to the point for Turner. Winds up. Shoots it. And Brett Cleave sees it through some traffic and comes up with the puck. Everybody's going to swap off. 2 minutes flat remain to be played. So everybody for both sides just head to the bench to catch a breather. That was a long shift for both of those teams. Heath wins the draw. He can't get final possession of it, though. 2 seconds burned off. Puck is bouncing. Heath can't keep it at the blue line. Cleaves trying to get to this puck. Can't win it away from Malzahn or knock him off his feet. 3-on-1 now. Turnover in the neutral zone. Outlaws circle. Try to redirect it. And Herford can't get through the pressing defense of Victor Malzahn. Malzahn will settle this one. Take it. Puts it up to the right side for Rinaldi. Rinaldi looks it. Blue line. Dishes left. Kyle Heath had a look. He gets crunched into the boards. Puck does spring free. Swoops behind the net. Looks to the point. Malzahn receives it off his skate. Settles it. Shoots it. That tips off the top of the crossbar and then flutters to the glass. 1 minute left to play in regulation time. Sullivan will just let it go. Jenkinson receives it in the outlaw offensive end of the ice. Out in front, shot, save, no, score! Nicholas Arend has made it a 3-2 game with 49.6 seconds left to play. So used to saying save for most of this game, I thought that was going to be another one, but that's just a picture-perfect passing play, and now there's 49.6 seconds for the Outlaws to hold on and win. 3-2, they've already gotten one win against this Warrior team. Keep an eye, they'll try and gain the line. They get this one in, they keep it at the point with this one around. Sullivan hits the bench for the extra skater, skating 6-on-5. They get this one out to neutral ice. Warriors regain possession. Roach loses it. Kimball plays it. They have 23 seconds left, trying frantically to play this one. Kempisti knocks down the attempt on the net from the neutral zone by Michael Tersoni. Warriors gain the ice. They only have 10 seconds left. Trying to get this one free. The Outlaws are content. Dittenhofer is fine with just putting this into the boards and never allowing it to play again. This will float out to the neutral ice, and that is the game. The final score, the Outlaws 3, the Warriors 2. Last goal came with under 1 minute left to play. That's a fun, fun hockey game. A good performance by both these teams in the consolation game. You know, the Warriors will finish 6th. The Outlaws will finish 5th for this tournament. A good showing. A good time for both of these teams up here in Exeter. I'm sure that there was a big sigh of relief when it was announced that this tournament was going to happen. There certainly was from us on the production side of things. But as it is, their weekends are over. We'll get one game in the Futures division. And then we'll get the consolation game, the bronze medal game in the pro division. That'll be between the Raiders and the Conquistadors. And then the championship game, the gold medal game between Team Next Gen and the Bombers. Right now, the teams are cleaning out the benches. The Zamboni's on the ice to dust it off and get ready for the Futures Division game between the Titans and the Nationals. So that's it, everybody. For everyone with Hockey TV and the Boston Junior Bruins who organized this, I'm Chris Lynch. We hope you have enjoyed your time with us. If this is the end of the tournament with us, then we hope that you enjoyed your time with us. If you got a little bit more, then outstanding. We hope you enjoy the remainder of your hockey day with us on Hockey TV in Exeter, New Hampshire.